And this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. One of President Trump's former lawyers says special counsel Bob Mueller's team earlier this year raised the prospect of issuing a subpoena for the president. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports from the White House.
It would be an extraordinary idea, forcing a sitting president to testify under oath. John Dowd tells the AP Mueller's team broached the subject in March while negotiating terms of a possible interview with the president. The context of the subpoena possibility being raised is unclear, as is how serious Mueller's prosecutors are about it. Even if there is a subpoena, the president could fight it in court or invoke the Fifth Amendment. Sagar Mirghani at the White House.
Protesters took to the streets of Armenia's capital after opposition leader Pashinyan called for a campaign of disobedience as the country faced political crisis. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Armenian protesters took to the streets of the capital Yerevan Wednesday, responding to a call from opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan for a campaign of civil disobedience to force the ruling elite to relinquish its grip on power. Ex-Soviet Armenia is locked in a political crisis after the ruling party, severely weakened after days of protests that forced its nominee for prime minister to quit, dug in its heels and refused to back Pashinyan to replace him. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be joined by U.S. President Donald Trump at the State Department for a ceremonial swearing-in event. The former CIA director takes the helm of the State Department after Trump fired then-Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in March, hours after Tillerson had returned from a trip from Africa. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. A judge in Myanmar declared that a witness who said two Reuters reporters accused of possessing state secrets were framed by police was credible, dealing a blow to the prosecution in what has become a landmark press freedom case. Defense lawyer Kin Wong Zhao.
Moyane is a police officer, mm-hmm. and he gives the statement in front of the court on oath, and yeah. his statement cannot be easily removed or erased like this. So right. he turned down the request to declare him as a hostile witness.
The Reuters reporters were arrested on December 12th after they were handed a stack of documents by two policemen at a restaurant in Yangon. China said on Wednesday it hopes the U.S. trade delegation that's coming to Beijing is in good faith in order to have constructive talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping's top economic advisor.
Having talks to resolve differences and to maintain stability in the broad trade and business relationship was no doubt in the joint interests of both countries and what countries around the world were hoping for.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will lead a delegation to Beijing this week to meet with Chinese officials and try to ease the escalating trade dispute between the world's two largest economies. The Basque militant group ETA has announced that it has completely dissolved all of its structures. VOA's Phil Polexio has the details.
In a letter dated April 16th, but only made public Wednesday in the Spanish online newspaper El Diario.es, ETA says it acknowledges its responsibility in failing to solve the Basque political conflict. ETA killed 853 people in its armed campaign to create an independent Basque state in northern Spain and southern France. Responding to the announcement, Spanish Interior Minister Juan Ignacio Zoido vowed to keep investigating unresolved crimes attributed to ETA. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
South Korea wants U.S. troops to stay on the Korean Peninsula. That is according to a South Korean presidential spokesperson who said on Wednesday that American forces should stay whether or not a peace treaty is signed with North Korea. The spokesperson from South Korea's Blue House also said that the issue is solely between the U.S. and South Korea. At least 12 people are dead and two wounded after a group of militants, including at least two suicide bombers, stormed the head offices of Libya's Electoral Commission in Tripoli on Wednesday. They then set fire to the building. Islamic State militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.